Jolly's Pharmacy presents a new and innovative radio program, Health Vibes.
Health Vibes.
Every Wednesday morning on Q95 FM. Health Vibes, hosted by Carlton Lando and Pearl Fontaine Butler. Health Vibes from 10:15 to 11 a.m. It's not just your average talk show. It's appealing and educational with a bit of humor. Real vibes on your health. Now, that's the vibe. Health Vibes on Q95. Every Wednesday from 10:15 to 11 a.m. with Pearl and Carlton. Tune in.
Jolly's Pharmacy Limited would like to sincerely express its heartfelt sympathy to all those who have lost family, friends, and loved ones during the passage of Hurricane Maria. To the many Dominicans and business owners who suffered losses, we empathize with you. Hurricane Maria was intense, but as a nation, we are stronger. Jolly's Pharmacy has been there with you in good times and in bad times. We were there immediately after the storm, and we will be with you in all seasons. Our doors are wide open to serve you with all of the essentials, food items, first aid and OTC medications, prescription medications, pet supplies, cosmetics and personal care products, and lots more. Through the darkness, there can be light. Get your batteries and candles to help see you through. Our new operating hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mondays to Fridays and Saturdays 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Jolly's Pharmacy would like to remind you, your hardest times often lead to the greatest moments of your life. Keep going. Tough situations build strong people in the end. Jolly's Pharmacy, the people's pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
I woke up this morning feeling real stink. I had temptations to call in sick, but I end up in Jolly's Pharmacy. Great and don't kick a street, Jolly's fix up my immune system. Have me feeling fit and strong, now I'm ready to work and take on any mission. If you see me walking, Jolly's Pharmacy is number one. Jolly's walking, we cater for everyone. Jolly's walking, boost up your immune system. Jolly's walking,
say why father box. Whenever I'm in town and I'm feeling down, I head to Jolly's Pharmacy. They boost me up real quick. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
A pleasant good morning to you, and you are connected again on Health Vibes. It's Wednesday morning. It is a bit brighter than the past 2 days. I know many of you enjoyed Carnival, irrespective of the showers. I mean, we are Dominica. That's what makes us so unique. That, you know, we 1 minute we have hot sun, the next minute we have showers. I think the broadcast, well, rather the forecast for this remainder of the week is going to be sunny. So we will have some sun. I from what I've seen, we will have some sun throughout the rest of the week. Let me say happy good morning to everyone, and I'm hoping that you had a good and safe Carnival, that you did enjoy your time. It was a good free-up time, a time to really relieve some stress and anxiety. But the work has to continue, and we're back at our offices, at our farms, at our shops, making the day, making ends meet. And so this is what makes us a resilient people. Today, we are going to be focusing on a very intimate topic. Last show that I did, we had spoken about premature ejaculation, and I can tell you the reviews on that show was humongous. So many people, you know, met me and told me they want copies of the show, and they want me to talk about a bit more about men's health as it relates to sexual health. Many women came up to me and expressed themselves to me. So I'm really happy that people, took the information, absorbed it, and decided to get help, you know, relating to the matter. And so I really, really want to say that, you know, it says that you listen to the show and you really take in the content of the show and recognize how important it is to make, changes and to seek help when you have difficulties. This morning, though, we want to focus a bit on vaginal dryness. It's another very sensitive area that many women do experience. Many of them sometimes do not want to talk about it. You know, they may make excuses, have difficulties, you know, with that particular area. And this morning we're going to explore the topic. We're going to talk about, you know, vaginal dryness, what causes it, what it is, some of the symptoms, and the treatments that are available to take care of that. And so I'm going to take just a short break, and then we're going to be back to explore the topic, vaginal dryness.
Are you aware that Jolly's Pharmacy is more than just a pharmacy? Loutan Munka de Jolly and he plan to one ma ever to bagai sase la verite. Look at the wide variety of household and personal hygiene products and laundry items. Ask for hair care products from relaxers, texturizers, and tints. Look how good you look now. From dark and lovely Garnier Fructis to Sensen Blue and the Pill 7 Color 2. At Jolly's, all your baby needs are right here because your little precious bundle of joy is precious to us too. In Dominica, we have the Isle of Beauty. At Jolly's, we have aisles of splendorous beauty supplies to match your complexion to perfection. Ladies, when your monthly visitor comes knocking, Jolly's have the fresh feminine protection so you can stay free with confidence. Antiperspirants, shaving and cleansing solutions from Gillette, Ambi, Olay or Aveeno for eczema. For total oral care, air fresheners to Febreze your atmosphere. Jigjo di Jolica, Stilven, Mukuro Chrome, Epsom Salt, MB powder.
So we said this morning we are going to be focusing on vaginal dryness. Let's begin with, you know, what it is. It's really a common condition that typically affects older women, but women from all age group can actually have vaginal dryness. It occurs when the tissue of the vagina are not well lubricated and are not always healthy. As we said, it usually affects older women, particularly those that are premenopausal, those that are approaching menopause, or those that have gone through menopause. And it's really linked to estrogen levels. And estrogen is one of the group of hormones that women needs that actually helps to produce the ovaries, and the lesser degree basically helps with the breasts and hair and so forth. What makes you female? And this is what estrogen does, the whole purpose of it. And so when it begins to decline or reduce in the body, then you can actually begin to get vaginal dryness as one of the major complications. Vaginal dryness can cause pain or discomfort during sexual intercourse, which oftentimes affects many relationships. And so you would find women have difficulties in intercourse. They have difficulty. They might have bruising. They may have light bleeding. They may have pain. They may have soreness, particularly during sexual intercourse. There may also be light discharge. Some may experience a bit of burning, itching, and even soreness of the labia. And so those are very common symptoms of vaginal dryness. Many times what we've seen as well, vaginal dryness can lead to secondary infections that we normally call yeast infections. And so it can actually breed the atmosphere for yeast infection. So it's in a sense, what we're saying is that the vaginal cavity in itself should be lubricated, should have this moisture that is conducive not only for sexual intercourse, but for general wellness and health of the vaginal cavity. Now, there might be, and there have been many causes for vaginal dryness. We said that, you know, number of factors can contribute to this condition, but one of the key factors is low estrogen levels. And we said that this is one of the main hormones that's in women. Women have estrogen and progesterone, which is progesterone, which is the male hormone, estrogen, which is the female hormone. And this is what makes you female. And we said if there is a very low percentage of estrogen in the body, that in itself can cause reduction in vaginal lubrication and which would ultimately cause many of the symptoms that we spoke about. But there are other factors that can actually cause it, such as we said, menopause and perimenopause. So that is the transition, the time before you get into menopause. And so, as you would understand, when menopause comes on the scene, it brings about a change in the body. So you may end up having mood swings, you may end up having hot flashes, excessive sweating, irritability, you may have reduction in periods, you may have vaginal dryness, you may have the skin texture changing, dryness of the skin, you may end up having what they call alopecia, your hair might begin to drop, you may begin to see beard growing underneath your chin, moustache, you may have chest hairs as well, because as the estrogen levels deplete or reduces, the progesterone may increase, that is the male hormones. And so those are normal, typical changes that may also take place. Childbirth can also cause dryness of the vagina, and as you would understand that when you've gotten pregnant, you've given birth, your body is already going through hormonal changes. And that in itself means that the estrogen level would most likely decrease, and you could have an imbalance of hormonal levels, and that in itself can lead to vaginal dryness. Breastfeeding is also one of the factors. Women who do smoke, may experience vaginal dryness as well because of the presence of nicotine. Surgical removal of the ovaries. So if you've had a hysterectomy where ovaries were taken off, that in itself could cause reduction of estrogen levels, and that may cause vaginal dryness as well. Certain immune disorders. So for example, if you suffer with lupus, if you suffer with leukemia, if you suffer with HIV, and AIDS, those diseases as well can also cause complications like vaginal dryness. People who are on treatment for cancer or tumors, so you might be on chemotherapy or you might be taking radiation, these women too are prone to have vaginal dryness. And women who are using anti-estrogenic medications, which are medications we normally prescribe for uterine fibroids and endometriosis. So these medications, so like for example, if you're taking tamoxifen, that is one of the anti-estrogenic medications. That in itself, we normally we use it a lot in patients who has had a breast cancer and may have had a mastectomy done. We would recognize these women who would normally experience vaginal dryness. And we see it as well too in women who are not often stimulated during sexual intercourse. That could be because of connection issues, intimacy issues, phobias, regrets. So you may have a lot of psychology that's also linked to you not having been lubricated prior to sexual intercourse. And so these are some of the causes of we've seen causing vaginal dryness. Frequent douching as well. So women who use a lot of douches and other irritants such as soaps and lotions and perfumes in the vaginal area, they are more prone to develop vaginal dryness as well, because those chemicals can affect the normal flora in the vagina, such as Candida albicans, which is a normal bacteria, normal organism that's there. But if it's damaged or if it's reduced by chemicals, then you can have vaginal dryness as one of the complications. People who use antihistamines, so if you use a lot of things like Piriton tablets or Allegra, loratidine, what we call loratidine, this one, if you use any of the antihistamines, even periactin, which is an antihistamine as well, these can also cause vaginal dryness as well, based on how these medicines work. Antidepressants as well, so women who are using antidepressants, they can as well experience vaginal dryness. We did speak about the emotional aspect. Women who are anxious or nervous or a bit stressed out, depressed, experiencing phobias, panic disorders, they can also experience vaginal dryness as one of the complications. Women with very low libido, so if your sex drive is very, very low, whether you are a woman who have gone through menopause and right now you just have absolutely no sex drive, that may also contribute to vaginal dryness. And if you are of the younger age but actually have no sexual drive, that as well can cause issues with vaginal dryness. Now, I'm going to give you the numbers that you may want to call, you may want to ask a question, you may want to give some comments on the topic. You can reach us at 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097, 616-4257. If you are calling from overseas, you can reach us on 305-432-9624. I mean, the lines are open. We are open and ready to take your calls. So vaginal dryness is not something that you should be ashamed about. It's something that can occur, as we said, at any age group in females. And it is one that you should not be suffering in silence with. It's one that you can get treatment for. Once you've had a pelvic examination, you've gone to your doctor, they've examined you, there might be some other tests that would be done, hormonal level testings, may ask you questions relating to your social habits, your own psychological health. Once we've asked you these questions, we've assessed and analyzed the situation, treatments are available. So it's not one that you have to suffer in silence. Some women do use lubricating gels as well, water-based lubricating gels as one of the treatments to help restore the moisture and lubrication of the vaginal cavity. Now, you may ask, but how, if I do suffer with this condition, is there a diagnostic tool that is used? How would I convey the information to my healthcare provider to let them know that I have this problem? And is it one that I can treat on my own? These are questions that oftentimes people do come and ask, and many times women do would ask us questions like this, that they've been experiencing some vaginal dryness. We ask them questions such as their age, their habits, whether they're on medications, whether they've had any type of surgical procedure to remove a breast or the ovaries, whether they're experiencing any type of complications like endometriosis, fibrosis. There are certain questions that we would ask rather than just, before we just run and select something or recommend something for you. So the evaluation is very important. And we always say to you, seek the care of or the professional advice of your healthcare provider, your gynecologist, your general practitioner. If you do feel more comfortable with your general practitioner, you can actually discuss this matter with. So normally what would be done is a pelvic examination to determine whether the walls of the vagina are thin or pale or red. And that is often done by your doctor, and they know what they're looking for. And so based on the physicalities, what they're seeing, they'll be able to tell you if, there are signs that it's a physical matter. They may also undergo hormonal testings. So you may test your estrogen levels, your progesterone levels, and see whether those are factors that might be contributing to the vaginal dryness. Good morning to you, caller.
Hey, good morning, Carlton.
My friend, good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. In the line of questioners that you ask the ladies, I didn't hear the one if there's a lack of foreplay in before sexual activity.
We were going to that.
because honestly speaking, a lot of women I know who experience that problem. Most of the times it's a lack of foreplay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because a lot of guys just rush to the sexual part just so quick,
mm-hmm.
that it is a no-no for even both the man and the woman,
mm-hmm.
because there is no preparation before sex. I mean, if you don't have the foreplay, the woman is not prepared.
That's true.
Yeah, why is the man just gets an erection and wants to just go at it? Mm-hmm. The woman needs to be prepared.
That's true.
So even with guys, you would find that complaining that they don't last long. That's one of the reasons too.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't prepare the woman, you don't prepare yourself too.
Right.
You understand? So if you're going on a dry wall, here goes a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, have a good one.
Good contribution. Nice. Thank you. Yeah, we did speak about the lack of intimacy and foreplay. That may also be a huge, huge factor, particularly as it relates to relationship. But even further so, is the intimacy is very important, because women are usually turned on by emotions. They're more in tune emotionally than men, who are more physical. And so it's important too that the woman has to feel valued, she has to feel safe, she has to feel cherished, she has to feel intimate. And if you know, you recognize in your relationship, you might be dating somebody much younger that is not close to menopause and they're always having vaginal dryness. It might be sometimes even more than just the foreplay. It might be something to do with the estrogen levels. And so even yes, that the foreplay may be a huge factor, but as well to hormonal changes could also be a factor. Good morning to you, caller.
Hey, that's me again, Calvin.
Yes.
Yes, really and truly, I wish your program was even a late night program, because I would have had so much to contribute. Because,
I know.
I mean, there, in reality, as like I told you in your last program with you had where erectile dysfunction,
mm-hmm.
and men coming quick and stuff like that, I contributed to that.
Yes.
All right? And what I'm saying is, even when I got to know myself to last longer, I got to the point where you have to understand your partner too.
Right.
You understand? So mm-hmm. it goes. I mean, there are many variables.
Mm-hmm. And I think without cutting you, I think you, based on what you've said in the last show,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the reviews of that show was huge.
Oh yeah, tremendous. I got a friend of mine that I haven't seen since maybe about September, because mm-hmm. I went away sometime early September, mm-hmm. and came back in November,
mm-hmm.
and he actually came to look for me to mention about the show.
Yes.
And he was really thrilled by what I said, and we were having a conversation based on that.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, this whole sexual reproductive system and man and woman is vast.
That's
so
true.
Really and truly, there are many variables that cause many of these different problems within women and men, and we have to explore all of it. I mean, I love your programs when you get into these areas, but certain things that we cannot delve into,
I know.
Because it's daytime and you have,
yes.
children listening,
yes.
and stuff.
Yes,
yeah, but great show. Bye-bye.
Thank you, right. Thank you. And that's why I think the intimacy aspect is really, really crucial, that I think people have to have that connection, have that openness. And once you have that openness, you have that connection, you have that relaxation with your partner, you would recognize that some of these issues, such as the vaginal dryness, even the erectile dysfunction, the premature ejaculation, all these issues, many of them can be ironed out. But it begins with intimacy, with communication. And communication has to be a huge, huge factor. It has to be a contributing factor to ensure that some of those conditions or those issues are ironed out. So we were talking about, yes, it's true that vaginal dryness can also be closely linked with lack of sexual intimacy, lack of sexual arousal, but it also has a medical aspect to it, as it relates to changes that goes on in the body. So for example, a woman who may have been raped or a woman who has been assaulted in a relationship, may have phobias, and so that in itself is psychological. She may have a phobia, and so because she has a phobia, the body releases more noradrenaline, and that in itself shuts down the body and makes the body gets, in a sense, constricted, makes the body tighter, it makes the body nervous, and you would have reduction in stimulation in the vagina. You may have people who have anger issues. You may have a relationship with somebody and the female is not happy. And she may not want to tell you she's not happy, but there are things that are bothering her in terms of the relationship. And that in itself could be a major factor. You may have issues with women who don't like their body, or they don't feel comfortable with their body anymore because of the changes that may be going on in their body. Particularly women who have had surgeries. They've had their ovaries removed, or they've had one of the breasts removed, or two of the breasts removed. That in itself, because of the changes that has gone on the body, in the body, it makes it difficult. And so that's why even men has to understand too what women go through and the changes that, your partner is going through, particularly after menopause. The women may not be the same as they were. And so that is where your patience must be taken into consideration, that you have to understand, particularly women who have had hysterectomies where their entire uterus and everything was removed because of major complications that they had. As males, you have to understand physically and physiologically, in a sense, that the body will not be the same. So the probability of vaginal dryness is much higher. Women who has had those types of surgeries, they tend to all oftentimes have vaginal dryness, and sexual intercourse with these women are often tougher than when they did not when they had their womb. And so these are things that men have to understand. And so the patients must be taken into consideration. The support has to be very important as well. Females who have past the age of 60, they too are more prone to these problems. And so you have to understand that it will take more out of you as a male to help these women as they go along the way. Now, we were talking about some of the treatments that are available, and there are treatments that are available. Usually, your doctor would recommend an estrogen topical preparation, so they could give you an estrogen cream, like Primarine cream. Some of you may have seen it on television advertised. It is available at Jolly's Pharmacy on prescription only, so you must have a prescription to get this cream. Your doctor may also prescribe Primarine tablets for you, which are estrogen preparations, or sometimes they may use evening primrose as well. So evening primrose is one of the supplements that is used and recommended for low estrogen levels, which may be attributed to the complication or the condition vaginal dryness. Water-based lubricants are also used, so a KY jelly can be used can be used in the vagina to lubricate or to keep it moist. So women can use that at bedtime. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to use it when you're having sex only, but you can use it as well, even on a normal day. You can use a water-based lubricating gel to help with the dryness. We spoke about some of the alternatives. So you can also use soil-based products. So for example, but you want to be careful. So for example, if you've had your breast removed, you really do not want to be increasing your estrogen level. So if you've had a mastectomy, you've had breast cancer, and you've been placed on anti-estrogenic medications, because breast cancer is closely linked with high levels of estrogen. So your doctor would now have to put you on a medication to reduce estrogen levels. And so if you are using a medication like that, then you cannot use estrogen-based preparation. So you can use evening primrose with it. But if you've not had any problems with your breasts, you may have had a hysterectomy, you've not had any bout of cancer, you can then at that stage use evening primrose, or your doctor may prescribe primarine tablets or primarine gel to be used to prevent vaginal dryness. Some people may use as well black cohosh. It's a herbal supplement specifically for women. It's a very good dietary supplement for menopausal issues. That is used. Wild yam is one of a natural supplement that is used in this condition, and it is often prescribed too. So vaginal dryness is one that is often seen, and as we said, more seen in older women, but we do see it in young women as well, particularly young women who may have issues with their hormonal levels. They have changes going on in their bodies. They've had their breastfeeding. They've had they've given birth to a child. They might be smoking, they might be using certain medications like antihistamines or antidepressants. Women who as well may have had surgeries to remove their ovaries, may have a breast removed or two of the breasts removed. Women who may be on radiation or chemotherapy, they are often more affected with vaginal dryness than women who are not. We're going to take a short break and then we'll be right back.
At Jordan's Pharmacy, your health and wellness is our passion. No wonder Jordan's Pharmacy provides the widest variety of the highest quality vitamin supplements and remedies for your lifestyle activity and nutritional needs. Take care of your body. Get the Multivitamins Advantage Supply to enhance, promote, improve, repair, and revitalize your body. Jolly's for the complete line of preventative and curative health supplies and tonics. Rejuvenate with men's and women's one-a-day tablets. Boost concentration. Try Centrum Silver and Omega-3s to build your immune and nervous system functions. Strengthen your cardiovascular system. Boost bone health. For stamina, get all your natural balanced megabytes herbal supplements. Men's daily formula for sexual energy and function. So Palmetto, plus supplements to soothe joint pain. Feel like a dynamo. Get up and go. Catch back your mojo at Jolly's, Dominica's principal healthcare pharmacy. Why? Because you deserve more from a drugstore.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy, brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. Visit us at www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
So we have been talking about vaginal dryness. It's a very sensitive area, and but it is one that has affected many women for many, many years. And it's one that, as a pharmacist, I have seen and have counseled many women on. And so it's not a condition that you should feel uncomfortable about. It is not one that you should feel embarrassed about. It is one that if you do experience that condition, you should really seek medical care, particularly if you experience bleeding or bruising or soreness in that area, and you recognize that it's affecting you consistently. It is definitely one that would warrant evaluation by your healthcare provider. Earlier on, we did speak about using irritants such as soaps and lotions and perfumes and douches in the vaginal area, many women tend to use these to clean the vagina, but almost every information that has been issued out has really advised women to avoid using soaps, shower gels, douches in the vagina, as it definitely causes more problems than it actually makes you feel cleanser. So in a sense, what these irritants do, they really affect the normal flora in the vagina. The vagina has a normal flora, and that is important for the healthy bacteria balance, lubrication, and So if you when you do use soaps which are made up of chemicals and lotions which are also made up of chemicals, they will affect the normal flora, and they would increase your chances of developing a yeast infection. And so you'd find that, yes, you might say, well, I want to make my body feel cleanser, I want to make my body feel really clean and smell clean. But at the end of the day, if you do clean yourself properly with a rag and clean water, you take your time to do that, the chances of you developing an infection is much less than if you were to use one of those harsh chemicals in there. And so we advise people to do is to take your time, you clean your body properly with a clean rag and running water, and you would recognize that you wouldn't necessarily need to use soap or shower gel in that area. So it's just a matter of you taking your time to do that, and really avoiding the constant use of these, what we call irritants. So you really want to avoid using perfumes and lotions and soaps and shower gels and frequent use of douching in the vagina, as it will most likely affect the normal flora in the vagina. So as we did say, vaginal dryness can also be attributed to emotional trauma. So if you've been raped, you've been assaulted, you're in a relationship and you don't feel the connection, you're not happy, there might be a lot of emotional issues that might be of a barrier in the connectivity of your relationship and the intimacy of your relationship. That too can cause you to be kind of stiff and not necessarily have you relaxed to the point where you would not have dryness, particularly during intercourse. One caller did mention the lack of foreplay prior to actual intercourse. That too can be a huge factor why vaginal dryness may be common, particularly in the younger women. Again, don't forget the numbers. If you want to make a contribution, you want to make a comment on the topic, you can call us at 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097, or you can call us at 616-4257. I mean, we would really love to hear from you as it relates to the topic. I know Carnival has just passed, and some of you might be tired, some of you might be asleep still, some of you might be engaged at work and not be really listening. Some of you might be listening and would want to make a contribution but cannot because of policies relating to the office. But as I was saying, it's a condition that is treatable. So you really don't have to have yourself bruised up and in pain and in discomfort all of the time. There are over-the-counter lubrications that can be used, the KY gels. Those are very, very good. They are available over-the-counter. You don't need a prescription to get them. And you can just come in and actually use that. So you can actually, there are also other supplements like estrogenic supplements like evening primrose, black cohosh, which can also help you. We have a caller. Good morning to you, caller.
Hey, blessings, my brethren. What's up?
My good friend. Good morning to you. I am doing good.
All right, Mrs. Dover, Jessington, everybody, all my guardian angels, like Jolly's there.
Are you doing good?
All right, God bless. I stepped out a little, so I don't know if Professor Mervyn may have asked that question.
Okay.
But something, I have had a few experiences. I don't think it had to do nothing with menopause and or any other young women on drugs or any medication or anything.
Mm-hmm.
How do you differentiate? And fellas used to talk about, fellas still talk about it, gum, or it's sticky.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to be lubricated, not with WD-40,
mm-hmm.
manually.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. And it, you know, because the penetration will be difficult,
mm-hmm.
having to do with the dry walls and all of that. So mm-hmm. how do you differentiate when it's having to do with a medical problem and when it's just something natural? How do you differentiate? That's what I want to know.
That's a good question. That's a good question. Thank you. Well, as I did say in the beginning of the show, the first thing you really want, if the female recognizes that's a consistent issue that she's been experiencing, it's one that you really want to see your healthcare provider have a pelvic examination done. And that in itself would give credence to whether you do have a physiological issue relating to hormonal levels or whether it's emotional. Because and that's why, you know, intimacy is very important in relationships whereby people can talk. Because as I was saying earlier on, a lot of women do, women are so emotional and they are more connected emotionally than men are. Many times, if they're not treated well, their body can actually shut down and they would not release themselves in a wholesome manner, in a connecting manner than men would normally do. So then women respond much differently for sexual activity than men do. And so that's why it's important that, I mean, if you are a male, for example, and you're always abusing your female, whether verbally or emotionally or physically, and you expect to have that kind of intimacy, you will have some difficulties because she may begin to resent you or begin to have lose interest in you sexually, and that in itself, because of the psychological ramifications, that in itself would prevent her from being stimulated to engage in sexual intimacy. So that is where communication is very important in the relationship. If particularly when a physiological complication is ruled out. So the doctor may have ruled out, well, it's not a hormonal issue, your hormonal levels are fine. However, it might be something to do with your emotions. So sometimes women, they lose sexual interest, particularly when they've had a child or they're getting older. But as well too, some women do lose that lubrication, particularly because of emotional issues and pains. So I do hope that I answered your question, my friend. We're going to take a break again, and then we'll be back for the last segment of today's show.
Jolly's Pharmacy presents a new and innovative radio program, Health Vibes.
Health Vibes.
Every Wednesday morning on Q95 FM. Health Vibes, hosted by Carlton Lando and Pearl Fontaine Butler. Health Vibes from 10:15 to 11 a.m. It's not just your average talk show. It's appealing and educational with a bit of humor. Real vibes on your health. Now, that's the vibe. Health Vibes on Q95. Every Wednesday from 10:15 to 11 a.m. with Pearl and Carlton. Tune in.
I woke up this morning feeling real stink. I had the intentions to call in sick, but I end up in Jolly's Pharmacy. Great and down King Street, Jolly's fix up my immune system. Have me feeling fit and strong, now I'm ready to work and take on any mission. If you see me walking, Jolly's Pharmacy is number one, Jolly's walking.
White Father Fox. Whenever I'm in town and I'm feeling down, I head to Jolly's Pharmacy. They boost me up real quick. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy. Brand new website. www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping. Safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery. 1 hour. In-store pickup. Regular delivery. 5 p.m. Cut-off time. 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy. Leading the way in healthcare.
All right, so we're back with you. We are discussing, just wrapping up on our topic today, vaginal dryness. And as we said, you know, it is not a condition to be ashamed about. If you do experience vaginal dryness, the number one thing, particularly if you recognize that it's a consistent pattern, it's something that you would definitely want to check by your healthcare provider, your gynecologist, and rule out any possibility of hormonal changes. But if you are a woman that have gone through menopause, that is one of the major complications of menopause. So it's nothing to be ashamed about. It is one that may occur, particularly if you've passed menopause or is in menopause, or even those that are approaching menopause. These are this is one of the major symptoms that you may experience because of the reduction of estrogen. And so we're saying to you that you can use evening primrose is one of the treatments that can be used. You can also use KY jelly. Your doctor may recommend this gel to be used. We recognize that vaginal lubricants are often best used at bedtime, so you may want to use it at bedtime. If you would recognize that most times if you use Primarine cream prescribed by your doctor, it is normally recommended to be used at bedtime. And you want to use the medication as prescribed by your healthcare provider until it is to be done. You also want to ensure that you look at your diet as well. You eat more whole grain foods, whole nuts. You have a lot of almond nuts and walnuts. Those would help. More fish in your diet. You want to reduce the amount of meat that you take. So you may want to take a little more fish. Very good in omega-3s. More green leafy vegetables. You want to ensure that you do that. You want to embark on an exercise regimen that in itself will rejuvenate your energy levels. It will help with your endorphins. It will help with your serotonin level, which is another very good neurotransmitter that's going to really help with in terms of your you feeling well, you feeling happy, you feeling rejuvenated. So it's important to embark on an exercise regimen that's going to help with your serotonin levels. That is important too. It's important to have good communication with your partner, and particularly for men who are married to women who have had their womb removed. You really want to be more patient with these women. Now is the time to really maybe have more intimate conversations. Because a lot of these women, because of the lack of estrogen that's released in their body, it will cause vaginal dryness. And so it's a time where you really want to maybe spend more time with them, understand their body, and understand what they're going through as well. Many of these women, because of the reduction of estrogen, they are more prone to depression, stress, anxiety, and even lethargia. They're oftentimes more tired than usual. They're oftentimes more moody as well. And so these are some of the things that you want to also pay close attention to. And so it's a lot of sensitivity, but it is one that can be dealt with good communication, good partnership, even maybe getting up and exercising together, talking about things together, changing the family pots. So, you know, have both people, everybody eating the same type of food, healthier choices of food. You know, these are some of the ways that you can actually help with this condition, vaginal dryness. So you want to be more patient. You want to understand yourself, understand your body, recognize that one, that you may have a problem that may warrant an evaluation by your healthcare provider, by your doctor, by your OBGYN. You may want to do that. You may also, in some cases, counseling may be necessary, particularly for women who have experienced a lot of trauma, women who may have been assaulted, women who may have difficulty coping with menopause, women who may have difficulty coping with post major surgeries such as a mastectomy, having a breast removed or having the uterus removed. Some of these women do experience depressions as one of the complications. So having some counseling session with a therapist, a psychologist, this would actually help as well. It would be important to maybe even have your partner with you, that they can understand what's going on with you, and even so help the relationship to be better in order to assist you with this major complication. So it's a very varied area with many factors that may contribute to the complication or the condition vaginal dryness. But as I've said, it is one that is treatable. It is one that you don't have to suffer with, and your relationship does not have to suffer because of it. So if you're a female and you've listened to the show today, I do hope that the information that I gave out will certainly assist you. I do hope that you'll be open enough to have that dialogue with your healthcare provider and your partner, your significant partner, in understanding what you're going through. You also want to remember to avoid using soaps and detergent, shower gels and douches consistently, as they may also cause vaginal dryness. So you want to avoid using those too much. You also want to be cognizant of observing your body and knowing your body quite well too, to recognize changes that it might be going through. Sexual intercourse should not be uncomfortable. It should not be painful in the sense where you would experience bleeding and significant bruising. Anytime this is occurring, it means that there might be some underlying factor, and that's why it's important to have an evaluation by your healthcare provider. Again, lubricating gels are available without a prescription, and so some of you could use these, but there are those who would need estrogen supplementation, and that you would get that through a prescription by using like Primarin gel or Primarin cream or Primarin tablets. Those can also be used as well in cases of vaginal dryness. So this was actually our show today. I do hope that the content was relevant. I do hope that you learned a lot from the show today. This is our aim. This is our objective, to inform you with information that is of relevance and one that will actually help you to make better health and wellness choices as you live a better and healthier version of yourself. As you continue your day, may you have a productive and safe and healthy day. Take care. Until next Wednesday on Health Vibes, I'm your host, Carlton, saying have a good day. Bye-bye.
I woke up this morning feeling real stink. I had the intentions to call in sick, but I end up in Jolly's pharmacy. Great and don't kick a street, Jolly's fix up my immune system. Got me feeling fit and strong, now I'm ready to work and take on any mission. If you see me walking, Jolly's pharmacy is number one, Jolly's walking. We cater for everyone, Jolly's walking. Boost up your immune system, Jolly's walking. Yeah. Yo,
Dominicus, the white father box. Whenever I'm in town and I'm feeling down, I head to Jolly's Pharmacy. They boost me up real quick. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.